listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Yes, and remind me, I have to gush. I was gonna say gush all over Andrew, but that's just
that
wrong.
Sounds awful.
That does sound
that's
awful.
I know you're excited, but my God, man.
We'll talk about that later.
Have some restraint. It's too small of a restaurant.
It's true. It's intimate. It's not.
All I would have to do is just lean forward and I could kiss you on the forehead.
You could, and it would work.
It's not out of the question if I get enough drinks into me. It's a possibility.
And, you know, for a place of, I guess, a tropical slash Latino variety, there is no rum here, and that's just wrong.
I think it's a license thing.
The man be damned. I want my rum.
I don't think it's... I think you're thinking wrong. Islands?
It's all the same. Rum is universal, baby. Okay.
I am surprised that there is no mojito on the menu, considering how Cuban that is. But we should tell
Cuban
everyone where we are.
I almost said we were Little Tijuana's because we were talking about that before we started. No, we're at Victor's 1959 Cafe, a place that I've been meaning to go to for a very long time.
And this has been on the list since we started.
Pretty much since we started, and it's another one of those great Monday restaurants
I think it's a hidden agenda.
It is something.
I really do.
This is another place that is closed on Mondays for dinner. It's open for breakfast and lunch. It closes at 12:30.
Yep.
Or 2:30, excuse me. We haven't been able to do it. However, we're recording a little later than normal. We figured let's take another one off the list.
We actually should start compiling a set list.
We should.
You know, just an actual running tally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every time it seems like, you know, we come across like a new restaurant and we start looking at the menu, we look at, you know, the layout and everything, and the final thing we look at is the actual hours. And it's just like the biggest letdown in the world.
It's just like this roller coaster where you're just going up the hill,
really
up the
is.
Hill, up the hill.
It really is.
And then instead of going down, the roller coaster car just explodes.
Exactly.
Killing everyone.
it's something out of Final Destination.
It's something, yeah. Yes. Which is an underrated movie. The first one.
I'll let you take it back if you want.
No, I've said this on many shows, you know, and Lord knows this wouldn't be the first time that I'd be accused of repeating stories. But I think the first Final Destination is a fantastic movie in the sense that it's essentially a one gory mousetrap game.
There's a lot of beheadings in that one, isn't there?
There is. Yeah. Stifler takes one in the neck. In the first one.
I think it hit by like a train or something?
It's a train kicks up something.
No, it's like the train's mail... Like
yeah, a train hits something and then it flies off.
Yeah, that's about the extent of. I think I saw the first part of the second one where the car crash, the very very extensive car crash.
Oh, that was like a 20-minute scene.
Yeah,
and it was just shit blowing up.
Yeah, I mean it was the log truck.
The log truck. Yes.
Yeah. Log falls off the truck and wipes out everyone.
Yeah. Yep. What are we talking about again? Oh. Yes.
Where are we?
We said that. Victor's 1959. It's a Cuban restaurant, which there's not a lot in the area.
You get flavors, but this one is very, very...
It's Cuban.
Spot on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and they celebrate their Cuban-ness, I guess you could say. They've got a wide variety of shirts. Just looking through here, they say, no embargo, no problem. Couldn't get us rum, but whatever.
It's a unique place in that
it is.
It's very dive-y.
Yeah, I'd give it. It's very bright dive.
Yeah, it's a lot of bright colors, but then there's writing everywhere.
There is. It's, you know, if you've been to a place like a Chicago Geno's East or one of those kind of places where there's just graffiti everywhere.
But it doesn't feel as
part of the...
Thank you.
Hello.
Absolutely.
It's part of the culture here. I have to take a quick picture here before we...
partake in our first course. I'm sorry. Try not to get my hand in the inside food.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I took several. So we're gonna start with a dish called the the Croquetas de Jamón. Not to be confused with the Michael Jackson jamón.
I'm gonna let you take the opportunity to take that back.
I make no apologies for my humor. It's a croquette, which is basically it's a cornmeal, according to this, it's just minced ham, which just cracking it open. That looks like that's all it is. Normally, if you get there's mashed potatoes in there as well. You see this a lot in Latin cuisine, and you also see a lot in Japanese food. They're big into croquettes.
That's interesting.
Why is it just interesting to you?
It's flavorful, and it's definitely a mash of textures.
Uh-huh.
You get three different textures. You get the... Is it potato?
Yeah, it's potato.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why, what do you think it is?
Oh, nice. Can I see the menu here?
It doesn't say anything, it just says...
Yeah. Yeah, there's potato and corn, but I like the cornmeal crust on the outside.
It's a perfect crust. It's like a really good pronto pup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little crispier mm-hmm. than you normally see, but...
But I like the crunchiness of the crust, the smoothness of the potato, and then you get the little bit of bits of ham in there, too. It's pretty much a party.
It's perfect finger food.
It is.
Oh, man. Tasty stuff. We should also mention what we're drinking.
It's a girly drink.
It's a very girly drink. We went with the mimosas, which if you don't know, it's champagne mixed with fruit juice of some kind. Most often, orange juice. I mean, that's kind of a tradition.
You've never
seen it? Yeah, oh. I've seen it different sometimes, but most often it's orange juice. But I want it to be raspberry lemonade because it's that kind of day.
You've had that kind of... Do you have a rough day?
No. I'm speaking merely of the weather.
Ah.
It's a very just raspberry lemonade kind of day. I don't know how to describe it. What did you have? What variety did you have?
I got the cranberry mimosa. It's tasty and tart at the same time.
Mm.
It's actually a really good contrast with the food over this. If you were more of a man.
I don't like Tabasco.
I put a little Tabasco in my croquette.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice little spice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. The only thing I would have done to improve this is some sort of dipping sauce, because everything's better with sauce.
It's true. So you actually, for once, did some homework.
Right.
What?
When's the last time you did some homework for the show?
Do you have any idea how busy I am? Let's compare our comparative workloads,
shall we? You don't have to buy a house. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even talking the house stuff. I'm talking on the Fantasy Fans Gangsters Network.
Well, you should devote your time to one show.
That's not the way
the money maker.
That's not the way my mind works. Again, we talked about this getting into the car. I'm not a focus kind of guy.
You really aren't.
No. Fine. I was in the process of complimenting you, but you know, whatever. If you just want to be a jerk, that's fine too. But, okay, so you did some homework.
I did do some homework.
Some research.
Well, we're not that familiar with this type of cuisine. You know, this is, to the extent we know it, the Cuban cuisine for the two of us, it's been
cigars
and Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah.
And mojitos.
And mojitos. Although you're the much more the mojito guy than I am.
I really am.
Which is weird because I'm a total mint guy, but I don't like it in drinks.
Which is amazing. I know. I don't understand.
I think
at
I
all.
Like the fakey, like York peppermint patty mint, and not the very bitter.
Can you do like the Bacardi can?
I've never even had a can. You actually
would really enjoy it because it doesn't taste like alcohol. That's actually the first problem.
Okay.
You can get them in like Red Bull size cans.
Okay.
They're fantastic. It comes with the alcohol already mixed. You don't have to do a leaves or anything.
How strong is it?
If you have like three of them, you're
pretty good.
You're in good shape. You finish off a six pack, you're on the
you're marrying someone.
Exactly. Somebody's pants are coming off.
Yeah. Huh.
But it's right. They're actually not bad. But anyway, all
right.
That is the extent of our experience in this type of cuisine.
I have a little bit more experience just because. A long ago, a grand like boys weekend out, I was a part of, and one of the guys that was part of this group
took off his pants.
Oh no, there was plenty of that. This was a friend of a friend had a cabin up on Lake Vermilion.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, is a lake. How far would you say that? 2 hours north of here?
It's longer, farther than that.
Farther than that?
It's way the hell up there.
Is it? I don't really remember because I didn't drive.
Way the hell up there.
It's a good ways up north from where we are. So he had a cabin. It's a huge cabin. It was like a 4-bedroom. It was fucking nuts. And I was there.
I'm wondering where the Cuban cuisine's going to come.
It's coming. It's coming. I was there with some buddies of mine who knew the other guys in the group, and we were there mostly to run the DJ equipment because we basically had a good chunk of the lake to ourselves, so we hooked up like turntables and these giant speakers and just blasted music onto the lake.
Was there anybody else on the lake to actually listen to said music?
Oh, well, besides us, no.
Then why would you? Never mind.
Why not?
Again, yeah, I guess why not?
So, I did not partake in this, but there was a sauna house closer to the lake.
Uh-huh.
And what certain of the guys would do is they'd go in there completely naked, and then they'd run from the sauna, jump in the lake, and then back.
Okay.
So that explains the pants off part. I did not partake in that, though. I'm not one to just run around naked in front of guys that I don't know.
Well, you're the pants commander, so
this was years before. This was years before the pants commander.
Guys, are the both of you
holy crap.
All right.
Anything else? You have both mimosas, right?
Yes.
Can I bring you anything else?
I'm good for it.
I'm good.
Do you want me to take a picture?
No, that's okay.
Okay, it looked like you were thinking about it. Enjoy.
Thank you. So, anyway, what I was saying was the Cuban cuisine, one of the guys that was there was... one of the guys that was there was he's one of those rich guys that I hope to be one of these days. I forget like how he made his money, but he's decided to make like cooking.
That would have been a good note to say.
This was years ago. Okay, I haven't talked to this guy since, but this is one of those guys. He was a native, I think he was native Cuban, or he was native Hispanic, I remember that.
Okay.
And he's one of those just really well-off guys, and he's decided, I'm going to be a really good cook. So he decided to just throw himself into Latin cuisine.
Okay.
So he came up with just coolers of cured meat and just all this crazy ass food. And yeah. It was this, I forget what it was called, but it was this beef and pork that was sliced almost translucently thin.
Okay.
And you just pile that shit. And you just, it was delicious. It was fantastic. I'm excited. I was excited. I am excited for this because our food has arrived. What conglomeration of things did you get there?
I got the ropa vieja, which is a shredded flank steak. Got tomato-based sauce with black beans that are in there somewhere. Yellow rice came with plantains and fried yuca. And then it's also cooked in beer.
Oh, is that yuca?
This, yes.
And your fork? Oh, I thought there's like little chicken wings.
No. Oh my god. I've had the plantains and the yuca and the rice so far and the salad. I don't know if you've had the... I had a little miniature version of your salad.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Or what do you think? Because I thought the salad was fantastic.
It's very good. Wow. With mine, I got a side tropical salad, which is lettuce, onions. Oh, it looks like a little bit of cabbage in here, tomatoes. It's almost like a salsa salad, but it also has what appears to be little pieces of mango.
Man.
And it's very refreshing. Again, it's perfect for this kind of weather. You know, you got the cool breeze coming. It's probably about mid-60s.
Yeah.
You got the cool breeze coming off, coming out the window here. And, God damn it, we're going to run out of batteries again. I just changed these batteries. We'll struggle on. We'll do the best we can here, and then we'll figure it out.
All right.
Actually, you know what? Let's pause it. I'm going to take care of this now. All right. So we're back.
You're back.
I'm back.
I didn't go anywhere.
We are now. We have new fresh batteries because I swear to God I put new ones in not too long ago.
No, you didn't.
I know. I swear to God. It's that focus thing again. I don't.
You don't have any of them.
But I wanna credit the Grand Cafe, which is actually across the street from Victor's in 1959, and just walking in it. I'm like, we have to do a show here because it smells fantastic in there.
Better than in here?
It's different. It's a different cuisine. That tastes sweeter, almost more like it's hard to gauge. Anyway, we're going to do a show from them eventually. But they were nice enough to lend me some batteries. So big shout out to the Grand Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about the salads.
Yeah. I want you to take a bite of your delicious, delicious sandwich before it
gets cold.
Gets absolutely freezing cold.
It's actually held its heat pretty well. So I went with the Cuban sandwich, which again is you got shredded pork.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually put the trees in. Oh,
yeah, in
those tricky bastards.
It's in there.
It's a shred. It's you did not. It's the shredded pork, and then I opted for the upgrade for the chorizo on top of it. Pickles, Swiss cheese, and mustard on a toasted. I don't know what kind of bun this would be.
I bet it says on the. It looks traditional. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Oh wow. This is something to behold.
It doesn't actually say what bread it is.
No,
it's Cuban bread.
It's Cuban bread.
Now I figured out that that is actually dressing for said salad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. The pickles are just perfect. And the pickles with the mustard.
Oh, great.
It's got that nice little, not kick, but just a little bit of punch to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the nice mild Swiss and the well-cooked pork and chorizo. Oh, it's heaven.
I realize that I'm a bit ahead of you when it comes to the consuming of said meal.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best things I've ever had on the show.
Really?
And it's...
Like, I wasn't gone for more than a couple minutes.
I know.
And you almost completely destroyed your plate while I was gone.
Well, and the chances of this actually destroying me are very high at this point. But it is so...
Look at that little slice of chorizo right there.
Good God.
Oh,
I'm really glad I'm not sitting in the same bed as you.
Many, many, many pigs died for this meal.
Many animals died for this meal.
It looks like it's actually two different kinds of pork. It looks like shredded pork.
Yeah.
And then...
Ham.
And then you got the ham on top of it.
Yeah.
And the chorizo.
That's what typical Cuban is, minus the chorizo.
Yeah. I guess I'm used to just like ham and Swiss and pickles. I'm not used to the shredded pork.
Gotta have the pork.
Well, that's true. That's just a life law, but
it's not a Cuban unless you have it.
Mm.
Sir Alton Brown will tell you that you must have the shredded pork.
I don't know. I lost a little respect for him when I found out how he lost all that weight.
And I've had the.
Explain what the sandwich is first.
I had the Alton Brown weight loss sandwich, which is a good piece of wheat bread. Take an avocado, put a little lime juice in it, a little parsley, a little salt and pepper. Put slather that on the toasted wheat bread, and then you top it with the Mediterranean style sardines.
Oh.
It is unbelievable.
It's a bulimia sandwich.
Well, it's very, very filling.
Yeah, and then you quickly vomit it up because you realize you just had avocado and anchovies.
I know it sounds odd, but I think you would like it.
It's pregnant food.
It's not pregnant food.
I was sure Alton Brown didn't lose the weight after he had his baby. Is that possible? He was putting on weight.
Would you at least be open to trying it?
Absolutely not.
Really? Why not?
Because I've had anchovies and sardines, and I realize they're two different things, but I lump them under the same thing of do not eat. No.
You like guacamole, don't you?
Yeah. Guacamole don't have sardines in it.
Thank you for being a food pussy.
No.
Thank you for being a food wuss.
I'm being a food snob. That's different.
No, a snob would actually eat that.
No.
Try it at least once.
I've had the component parts of this.
And as have I. And the actual idea of it kind of grossed me out at first, until I actually put it in my mouth and swallowed. That's what she said.
God damn it. So, you know, pretty much everyone else in the Western world has let that joke die.
No.
And you just keep it going.
No, I'm not the only purveyor of this joke. I'm not the only torchbearer of this joke. I'm far from it. That was amazing. That food. It was crazy, crazy amounts of good. Like, I would fight you to the death for that meal again.
So what was your favorite part?
Everything. The thing is that it went together so beautifully. Don't eat the toothpick.
Like, that could have been bad.
Everything went together so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the option of three different rices. Mm-hmm. They picked a yellow rice with saffron.
It's saffron and something else.
Yeah,
I think it's saffron and like a chili sauce or something.
Saffron and a Creole sauce.
Creole sauce.
It was kind of like a dirty rice.
Yeah.
You can get it with black beans and white rice picked together, or white rice steamed with a hint of olive oil. I did the yellow rice seasoned with saffron and Creole sauce. It was perfectly balanced. Like, you know how some of that stuff can get really, really overbearing? You know, too much saffron goes a long, long
way. Oh, yeah.
You know, it can completely ruin a meal altogether. Mm-hmm. And there were just an enormous amount of spices in the before I butcher it again, the ropa vieja, which translates to old clothes in
Spanish.
Spanish.
They speak Spanish in Cuba.
It was came with a spicy Spanish red sauce, green and red peppers. There was also yellow peppers in there too. So they're the sweet, like bell type peppers.
Yep.
Garlic, onions, and sweet green peas.
Did you try this dressing?
Yeah, I had it on mine.
Oh, did you?
I didn't use yours, but I had.
Oh, goddamn.
That dressing you could drink.
Oh yeah, it's like a
fruit smoothie almost.
It is. It's almost more like a mango apple sauce.
Yeah.
Like it's more runny. Obviously, it's not chunky.
It's a mango
like an apple
garlic
sauce.
Vinaigrette. Is what it's
called. Oh my god, that's fantastic! Yeah. And proof that garlic makes everything better. Okay.
I think garlic should be its own food.
You know how again Alton big into like the salt.
Yeah.
I think I would be him, but just replace it with garlic.
I think
garlic works for everything.
The problem with that I have with garlic right now is that I, for some reason, I'm just doing a really, really bad job of buying it at the grocery store because I only get the fresh. I don't do it in the.
You gotta do that, man.
In the
little jar.
I can't do it.
Why?
Because I think you lose a lot of the flavor. The problem is that, like, about six times out of ten, I get about three or four good cloves out of it. And then the rest are just kind of...
Yeah, I think you're doing it wrong. You get the pre-minced garlic.
I know what you're talking about, but I just can't pull the trigger on that. I just think that the fresh garlic tastes so much better.
Obviously not if you're having garlic worries.
I'm not having garlic worries. I'm just saying the quality of said garlic. unfortunately, you know, for garlic, I'm not going to drive somewhere else. I'm not going to drive somewhere else to get it. I'm just going to go to my local supermarket.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is that I'm just subject to that quality. But if I go to like a farmer's market or a higher end supermarket, then I'm going to get a better quality garlic head. Or bulb.
It's all good.
Yes, garlic makes everything better. Garlic makes the world go round.
It should, if it doesn't. So did you want to give your book report about the Cuban cuisine?
Well, I called it a book report. I'll punch you in the mouth. It was more of just finding out different things about said cuisine, just little interesting points. A typical Cuban meal. Wow, you're changing it up there. Look at that.
I'm dipping the sandwich in the dressing.
I could
give it a shot.
Could be horrible or delicious. Survey says. It works? All right.
It works.
A typical Cuban meal, it consists of rice and beans, either cooked together or apart. When cooked together, they're called arroz con grit or arroz moro. If cooked separately, then it's arroz con frijoles, obviously rice and beans, but if they're cooked together, it becomes a whole different thing. Main course, mainly pork or beef. It is typically served with certain types of yuca, malanga, and potato, as well as plantains, unripe bananas, corn.
Well, I'll let you finish. I have a question.
And tomato, lettuce, and avocado salad with cucumbers, carrots, cabbage, and radish.
Now, what intrigues me about that is that you don't see chicken anywhere on that.
No.
And given the big three kind of proteins,
yeah,
you know, pork, beef, and chicken, chicken to me makes the most sense in a Caribbean locale, just because they take the least amount of land.
Agreed.
So you figure they're
dirty, dirty animal.
And pigs and cows aren't.
Good point. It is. Here's an interesting thing. As a read on here, they use a heavy use of eggs, but not necessarily chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But they will do chicken and the type of croquetas that we have, which actually would be really good. Think about it.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, mostly they make certain types of omelets, tortilla de papa. And fried eggs, huevos a la habanera, which is fried eggs served over white rice and fried plantains. They're heavy into fish, obviously. You know.
It's a goddamn island.
All right. They also do a take on the Minnesota dish of lutefisk. They use a salted cod. The bacalao.
Are you guys a dessert menu tonight?
I don't know yet.
Okay, why don't I give you a little time?
Great.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bacalao is salted cod.
Bacalao?
Yep. What you do find the chicken in is in the traditional paella.
Yeah, okay.
Or arroz con pollo. Shrimp, or chicken and
rice.
Rice.
Or that's the other thing about this place. They don't do a paella.
No.
Which,
that's an immense process.
And I don't think they could actually have the. I don't think they have the physical space.
Right.
Because you need a 4 foot
right.
diameter pan to do it. Right.
And the the size of the kitchen, I think you have to push out food for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. And paella is like a several hour.
It's at least an hour.
Yeah.
They do an empanada gallega, which is a chicken meat pie.
I love empanadas.
I love empanadas as well. But, and if you add some chicken in there, that's fantastic.
True.
So, the, your Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not actually born and bred in Cuba.
It's been my experience that most foods that Americans associate with a particular country
yep.
don't come from that country.
Right. It was a popular item that grew out of the once open flow of cigar workers between Cuba and Key West, Florida in the 1870s. It's a simple crust sandwich traditionally made with sliced roasted pork, thinly sliced serrano ham, thinly sliced Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and yellow mustard on buttered Cuban bread. We'll call that Cuban bread. That you have.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Give you that.
And just to add, you know, just a little bit. Actually, you had the chorizo. In Tampa, they add Genoa salami to it.
I think I like the chorizo better.
Really?
I mean, the salami would be good, but I think the salami with the mustard, I don't think that would work as well.
They also do a media noche sandwich, which is made exactly like the traditional Cuban sandwich, although the Cuban bread is replaced by an egg loaf.
Oh.
And ham is sometimes excluded.
How could you exclude ham?
It's a popular midnight snack in the nightclubs of Havana.
I bet. Because that is one of the perfect street foods.
Yep.
You know, the press sandwich. And we should actually talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
The big street food thing.
Yes.
Because did we talk about that at all last week?
No.
Here in Minneapolis, I forget when the vote was. Was it?
Two Tuesdays ago.
Basically, the Minneapolis City Council has voted to expand the possibilities of street food here in Minneapolis. Now, I forget all the details, but basically they have a very limited amount of licenses that you can buy. I think it's like 50 or 90, or it's under 100.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming they went really quick.
I would assume they're gone.
They had a bunch of other rules that they had to do. I believe one of the ones that was proposed were you had to have a brick-and-mortar store. In addition to any sort of street, you know, cart or something like that. I don't know if that went through or not, but I remember that was one of the things they were discussing.
I think that was because I think that eliminated a lot of... I think that eliminated a lot of possible licensees.
Yeah, like the Chef Shack.
Yeah.
You know, those are kind of the big ones, and we're hoping to get them on the show here fairly quickly. Just to get their opinions on it.
We don't want to go to them. They got to come to us.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, that's the thing. Their thing is mobile.
Right.
They can go. They can come to us.
Well, they are part of the Twitterati.
They are, at least locally. So, but anyway, yeah. So that's very cool that went through. It was a unanimous decision, which I was a little surprised at. Figured there'd be one or two holdouts, but it was awesome. I mean, and I look forward, especially working downtown,
yeah,
where a lot of that stuff's going to be kind of centered around. I'm excited for this.
It'll be interesting to see when those start popping up.
I would assume fairly quickly here.
You think so?
Well, the weather's getting great.
It's just how many of those places that are ready to, you know, ready to party at this point. You know?
I think once the word started coming down that this is likely,
yeah,
they started getting their act together.
If any of you guys are listening, Energy Park Drive is a fantastic place to park your meat trucks.
Energy Park Drive.
Energy Park Drive. What did I say?
No, you said Energy Park Drive. Okay. I'm just questioning the decision.
I don't care what you think. Energy Park Drive is a fantastic place to park said vehicle.
Do you have a specific building in mind, perhaps?
Maybe One Merrill Circle.
Uh-huh.
Around that area, right across the street from the Public Works building. That might work, you know.
You think that would be a good spot?
It would be a really nice place. It's right by the hockey arena. Oh, my. You got a little cul-de-sac there that you can park the truck in. That's all I'm saying.
You're a selfish prick, you know that?
I don't care what you think. This is all about me.
Excuse me.
And you can suck it.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you feel that way. Well, thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
Uh,
was going to add one on the sandwich to it just because it's mildly unhealthy, so it must interest you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is the another sandwich that is one of those after bar type snacks.
Uh-huh.
This is the Elena Ruiz.
The Elena Ruiz?
E-L-E-N-A-R-U-Z. She was a young...
R-U-Z?
Yeah.
That'd be Ruiz then.
Whatever. She was a young social debutante of the 1930s.
People don't listen to the show to hear proper Spanish pronunciation.
I know. Or culture.
Or culture.
She would stop in at a local restaurant called El Camelo.
Okay.
It was also part confectionery shop.
I think I know what this sandwich is.
After an evening at the opera social function, she would ask the waiter to fix her a sandwich to her orders. It's prepared with white or Cuban bread, a layer of cream cheese on one slice, a layer of strawberry jam or preserves on the other, and thin slices of turkey breast in between.
I've had that sandwich.
You have?
And that is fantastic.
It sounds a little off, but then I thought about, you know, it'd be kind of like having...
It's Thanksgiving dinner in a sandwich.
Yeah, that's exactly what, you know, all it needs is some stuffing.
Mashed potatoes or something, you know, gravy. Oh, that'd be a fantastic sandwich with gravy over it.
And the cream cheese, too?
Oh, yeah, oh.
That's a lot of going to the party.
Yes, but that's it's a good party. The Cubans know how to party.
They do.
But then, if Gloria Estefan has taught me anything, it's that they know how to party. She might be Puerto Rican, I don't know.
She's Puerto Rican. She's probably born in Miami, too.
That's fine. Half of Miami's Cuban. Haven't you watched CSI Miami?
I've never seen the episode of any of the CSIs.
Really?
Really.
That's surprising to me. CSI Miami is worth watching because it is one of the worst television shows on the air.
Worse than all the Law and Orders, because those are pretty bad. Law and Order SUV.
Law and Order, okay. All
right, we'll start this here.
Okay. Law and Order, at the very least, Law and Order is what we in the business...
So many more times you can say Law and
Order. Law and Order. I gotta rev up the engine here. I gotta rev up the rant engine. Sometimes
they're in a heat coma at this point. You've had like 6 different attempts at cork.
That is also likely.
You should be clinically dead at this point.
For that and so many other reasons. No, okay. So Law and Order is one of those. It's a constant. It is no better now than it was when it started.
Okay.
It was never excellent, but it was okay.
Passable.
It was okay. Yeah. You know? And it's stayed that way for the 40 years it's been on TV.
It's been about that long, isn't it?
Okay. So, I have nothing wrong with Law. SVU has several advantages to it. First off, iced tea.
I read about his Twitter war today with Amy Mann. If you get a chance.
Why?
I know. Amy Mann attacked Ice-T on Twitter about his acting skills on Law & Order SUV.
Well, and I think that's...
But
I think that's fair.
But then he retorted with something, you know, to get a dick in your mouth type deal.
He's all class, that Ice-T.
It's funny. You should actually... I'm pretty sure it's on tweetbaggery.com.
I'm sure. anyway, what were we talking about? This guy, it's got Mariska Hargitay, who I think is a vampire. Hargitay. I don't care.
Mariska Hargitay.
I don't care. Don't matter. She's a vampire.
How?
She has not aged. That show's been on for like 25 years, and she looks exactly the same now.
Well, her mom was a bombshell, so.
Yeah, and her dad was a bodybuilder. So, I mean, that's good genes there.
I know. She isn't going to age. She's going to be like Dick Clark. At one point, she's just going to stroke out.
I'm just thinking about Mariska stroking things, and it's just distracting. And she's good looking for, I think she's probably like early 40s.
43.
Why do you know that off the top of your head?
I might have driven past her house a couple times.
Yeah, gotcha. But then you got Christopher Maloney, who's badass.
If you've ever seen the show Oz,
yes.
Or if you've not seen the show Oz,
you should be
running to the video store at this point. Not that people actually go to video stores anymore, but get it on Netflix for Christ's sake.
I don't even know if it probably is on Netflix, I guess. But I will always remember him as the flamboyantly gay hotel clerk in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That's right.
He's only on there for like 30
That's
seconds,
right.
But he's funny as hell.
He plays a very, very tough cop on the show, but then every other role I've ever seen him in is such the polar opposite.
Well, and like Scrubs.
Scrubs, he played the pediatrician
who was big into puppets.
Yep.
And he seems like one of these guys. He reminds me, do you ever watch Mad Men?
No, I've never seen it.
I've only seen like one or two episodes. It's one of those I have written down. It's like, when I get some time, I want to watch this because it just looks awesome.
Okay.
Plus, it has Christina Hendricks and January Jones, who are like...
That's half your spank
bank right there. Yeah, opposite sides of the same hot coin. Okay.
All of that coin going directly into the spank bank.
I have heard... Nice use of the metaphor.
Thank you.
I applaud you. Yeah. But I've had a crush on January Jones since the second American Pie movie. See?
This is the third one she was in anyway.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's right. I had to think about that for a second.
Doesn't matter. I'm.
What you must be desperately lonely. Like you have a command of this kind of knowledge that rivals that of a 14-year-old boy.
You're welcome, Wendell.
Wow.
Take that, you Jeopardy loving bastard.
Wow. See, I'm just remembering the whole scene with Willow under the table, which is like. As a religious experience right there, but...
The fact that you still refer to her as Willow is a little frightening to me.
I've been watching a lot of Buffy.
You can see her every single week.
I don't watch live TV.
But you don't even need to watch it with the sound on.
No, you see, I have to. And it's, again, we talked about this before. My TV viewing habits are entirely dictated by my girlfriend.
I'm surprised she doesn't watch that.
She doesn't like sitcoms, so...
It's NPH, though.
Don't know what to tell you.
A little disappointed in both of you.
I'm okay with it. In fact, the last sitcom I watched with any sort of regularity, as long as we're just talking about TV here.
Scrubs?
No, I haven't watched that in years. Big Bang Theory.
Fantastic show. I love that show. But I never home in time for it because I'm always in the
Kaley Cuoco.
I think you got a little bit on me.
First off, she used to be on
Eight Simple Rules
dating my daughter, and I think both of the daughters were pretty cute in that. I like the feisty redhead.
You lost me on that one.
That's fine. But Kaley Cuoco is what I like to call expensive hot. And I'm not making allusions to prostitution or anything like that. But she's
No,
she's the kind of hot that makes me want to buy her things.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I mean?
I smell what you're good.
Like, I want to buy you a car.
I would just hand her my wallet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, I love you. Here's my wallet.
Yeah. And she doesn't seem stupid, which is helpful.
She would break your heart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, God. I'd be a wreck.
She would destroy you.
I would. She would. It'd be terrible yeah. times.
It would not end well.
No, it wouldn't.
She breaks up with you. That's suicide time.
Yeah, you're never going to do better. Yeah,
exactly.
There's no point of carrying on.
Yeah.
What were we even talking about? Somehow we went from Law & Order. What were we talking about before Law & Order?
There was iced tea.
No.
Twitter.
No, you're going the wrong direction.
No, I'm going the right direction.
I don't remember now.
Oh, boy.
So we've been given the dessert menu. The key lime pie looks pretty fantastic.
Sango. Oh, boy.
What we're looking at this right now is... If I get anything, I'm getting a key lime pie.
You want to split the key lime pie?
Sure, let's split it. There's another side.
Oh, God. Look at that.
It's just guava and cream.
Cream cheese. Let's do the key lime pie.
Yeah, I got to do the key lime pie. It's Cuba, damn it.
Damn it.
I'm really trying to remember what the hell we were talking about before Law & Order. Kaley Cuoco has
January Jones.
No, it was before.
Mad Men.
I don't even remember now.
Sitcom watching.
Might have been sitcom watching. Yeah, I don't.
Right now, somebody's really angry and rewinding and screaming back at us.
Yeah, I'm sure someone is, if they're even still listening. You know, which, you know, God bless them. While we're waiting here, we can start giving our final things here, because we're about the 45-minute mark.
Okay.
So, give me a final verdict. I think I know how you're going to go with this one, but I'll find a summary.
I don't even know if I can summarize this in you know, and give it words, give it legs. Easily one of the best dishes I've had on the show. It's not even close. That ropa vieja was so perfectly stewed and so perfectly spiced. It wasn't spicy. It was flavorful.
Yep.
I mean, just layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of flavor. Paired perfectly with everything it came with. I was really, really happy with what I ordered, because I kind of waffled back and forth on a couple different things.
Yeah, there was a bunch of different things that either of us... I mean, there was a bunch of things I was looking at.
But it's going to be one of those things that come back, and it would be hard for me to order something else, because that I know...
It's such a positive experience.
It's so good. Like, I'm almost craving it again, which is sick, because I just had a full freaking plate of it.
I mean, that was a large plate. I mean, that was, I would say, almost a pint of rice.
Yeah. At least.
No, I mean, that was a decent chunk of food.
But yeah. Just in the smell coming off of the meat was just perfect. Absolutely perfect. The yuca, the plantains. I don't even like plantains.
I know. I was surprised you went for it. Because when we did the Brazilian place, you besmirched.
I did.
The plantains.
I did. But I figured this looked a little bit more, we'll call it homemade.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, it looked a little bit more... That was like mass-produced to a point.
Uh-huh.
Whereas these look, you know, you had the gristle out there. And the
I will say,
gristle.
Just looking at them, they did not look like plantains. No. They looked, like I said, like chicken wings.
Right. No, it was fantastic from start to finish. Loved the little salad. Like, I didn't get the portion that you got with the salad.
Yeah.
But it was muy bueno.
Good use of the language.
Thank you.
My sandwich was fantastic. It was filling, but it was...
Yeah. Should I leave you alone?
No,
about that?
I think we're gonna split a slice of the key lime pie.
Okay, very good.
All right. It was... I don't know how to say it. It's the what really got me was the bread of all things.
Okay.
It was. I don't want to say it's greasy, but it's that kind of like a really good grilled cheese.
Crunchy.
That kind of, it's crunchy, but there's a little bit of
a film.
Greasiness to it.
A grease film.
But that's not a bad thing. It's that perfect.
The griddle.
Kind of, the griddle. It's
melted butter.
It's that buttery. Yeah. You know, just kind of, it's very comfort food.
Gotcha. Oh,
and you know, the all of the different kinds of pork were perfectly cooked.
Yep.
And perfectly seasoned. The mustard was good and strong without being too mustardy.
The thing that worries me on sandwiches like that, where pickles are already applied,
mm-hmm.
that pickle becomes too big of a centerpiece.
But you know what? It's perfect, because with the Swiss cheese and the pork, it's so mild that you need that little bit of that extra note of something
like
to it.
A little bit of crunch in there too.
A little bit of crunch to it, and it was one of the best sandwiches I've had on this show, and it's one of those where I would just be. It's one of those where I would try to make it at home, because it seems like it'd be easy, but I could see. It's a balance thing. If you do that wrong, it'll still be good. Mm-hmm. It's like a grilled cheese sandwich in a way, where it's like, you know, anybody can do it.
But few people can do it well.
Exactly. Which reminds me, if you guys aren't a fan of ours on Facebook,
become a fan, because
become
we got
a fan.
The mother of all links on there.
Yeah, there's a link on there that I think we put up last Thursday,
yes.
Wednesday or Thursday or so, which was, I don't know what it was.
Where did you find it?
I found it.
You're a bastard.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was another friend of mine on Facebook had just posted it.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, you know, it's about grilled cheese sandwiches, and it's narrated by Jenna Fisher. Like, what's to go wrong?
But that, what it is it's the Grilled Cheese Academy. It's put on by the Wisconsin Cheese Producers. It's their this little mini website, and it's like 30 different grilled cheese sandwiches that if you click on each picture, Jenna Fischer from The Office, who plays Pam on The Office, who, I'm not going to lie,
pretty hot.
Yeah, I would kill you. I would slice you from ear
to ear. I like how anytime you want to...
Violence.
Yeah, anytime you want to say how interested you are in something or how much you enjoy something, it always involves damaging me. Some sort of violence toward me.
Yeah.
No, you've killed me a couple times.
I have. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But she narrates a little description of each sandwich, and it's like food porn.
It is. It's
because she says it so lovingly and delicately, and then you've got these gorgeous pictures of grilled cheese sandwiches. And I don't know, there's nothing normal. Nothing white bread on.
Oh, it's amazing.
On 2% craft single.
I will say this. Speaking of culinary things and trying things before we wrap up, I tried to make a Juicy Lucy. Okay? I tried twice.
Did you add the right amount of cheese to it?
I added too much cheese.
Oh, imagine that. What you're saying is, you know, you not necessarily you don't need all the cheese in there.
No, what I'm saying is,
the perfect balance of
saying. No. What I'm saying is that.
You're wrong.
What I'm saying is the amount of skill it requires to pull off a well-cheesed Juicy Lucy is higher than that of one that is just a simple thing. It's harder to do.
It's
much like grilled cheese sandwich. Anyone can throw two, you know, slabs of beef with some cheese on, but it takes a true artist to make it into something. You know, add more cheese, more stuff to it. You know, anyone can build a bridge across of a river. It takes a master to build the Brooklyn Bridge. Think about it. Anyway, so either way, I failed. I screwed up.
Much like 5/8 did.
Wow. You're very petty, you know that?
I don't care. I won.
You didn't win. You arguably had less than zero influence.
The influence in the world.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so I failed that. That sucked. Then I'm like, I'm going to try it with chicken patties. Yeah, that's no good.
Why would you do that?
We're in the process, since we're moving, it's like we need to eat everything.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to find new ways to use up as much
really
food as possible.
Idea. Chicken.
It was fine. It was fine. It turned into a double-decker chicken patty.
Speaking of which, before we go.
We got it real quick. just super quick, because I want to...
We did do
it. New sites. So.
I had a coworker that partook in the double down, which is, for those of you who haven't seen this yet, it's actually posted again on our Facebook site regarding the double down, which is KFC's new concoction, which is a breadless sandwich. And instead of having bread, it is two either grilled or crispy.
So you can't get it healthy with the grilled.
The grilled one is actually worse.
Is it worse? Yes. Nice.
You get chicken breast, a crunchy chicken breast, cheese, bacon, special sauce, cheese, and then another chicken patty.
Yes. It's the all meat sandwich.
The all meat sandwich, the double down.
Weirdly enough, healthier for you than a Big Mac.
One of the interns here at work got it. At my work.
We know what you were talking about.
He's 18 years old, could not finish it.
Wow.
Said it was too much. It was too much. He got about probably about three quarters of the way through it, and he's like, this is just, I need something else. It needs the bread to cut the grease.
Yeah.
And it is unhealthy than Big Mac, too.
See, I thought somebody did the math where it was like a Big Mac was worse. A Whopper is worse.
It's got...
One of the big sandwiches.
It's got nearly 1,400 grams, a milligram of sodium.
Wow.
And the grilled one is worse.
Which amazes me a little bit.
It's the sodium.
Oh, really? Yes.
It has nearly 100 more milligrams of sodium than the crispy one.
Wow.
So...
it's not good.
Avoid at all costs, but if you do partake, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I want to hear your experiences. Join us on the forums.
One of us might have to partake in it.
Maybe.
I don't.
There's no KFC around me, so.
It's one of those things that you have to take like Saturday and go out of your way to go find
it. Yeah, yeah. KFC's much more a suburban thing. There's not a lot of them in the city. If you're going to find a fried chicken place, it's probably going to be a Popeye's.
You ever had Popeye's?
Yes, I have.
You're not as excited about it as I am.
It's okay.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Enjoy.
So, the key lime pie has arrived. Boy, looks very good.
This looks amazing.
I'm going to take the back half.
That's what she said.
That's pretty good. That's a good way to end it.
That's a perfect way to end it.
Not completely, though. I do want to say that I made good on my promise. The new website is up. Just go to fancyfancygangsters.com, check out the new site. It's more interactive. It's got things scrolling. I don't know what you're complaining about because I had about four other people test it.
It's in our image. It's part of our...
It's on your side.
Yeah, it's on my side.
But and in all respect for the site goes to Andrew from HopChart.com, who's nice enough to help us with the site and just help make just an amazing site. And I'm so pleased with the end result.
I'm gonna cry.
Why do you gotta do that? Every time I try to take it seriously, this is why you're single.
More than many reasons.
Yeah, and then your encyclopedic knowledge of January Jones movies. Anyway, but it's everything I wanted it to be, you can tell it's a good thing when I just don't have any more ideas for a while. Because you know me, I'm always improving things.
This is the last of the updates?
No. I'm just saying for now. You know me, I'm always tinkering. And there's a few minor things I want to try, but I
never leave well enough alone.
Nope, can't do it. But it looks awesome. And again, I want to thank Andrew from HopChart.com for doing all the work on that. And also I want to thank Ashley, who is on Yet Another Gaming Show. She's also our lead designer. She did all the design work for the site. She's a big reason why it looks as good as it does. So big thanks to her as well for both of them, all of their work on the site. It's been quite the ordeal for the last few months.
Mostly dealing with you.
Well, it's because I'm very finicky.
You're high maintenance.
Yes, I will give you that. I'm
sure they're happy to be done working with you at this point, too.
Well, Ashley and I are done working with each other. So I'm still giving her crap to do. Andrew just wants me to pay him now, so
that's a problem.
So there's that. But anyway, so yeah, check out the news site, check out the forums, which have not changed. I think they're next on my list of things I want, but that'll probably wait till after the move. So the store, check that out. We got a lot of cool stuff in there. We just sold one of the Palin Bachman shirts.
Oh yeah,
it was awesome. This morning we sold one. It was great.
Awesome.
To a guy down in Florida. So. Yeah, I thought that was kind of amusing. But yeah, check out the shirts. And that's shop.fancyfancygangsters.com. And all those links are on the new website, which you should check out anyway.
Damn right.
And Facebook.
Damn right.
Find us on Facebook. There.
We try to update daily.
We try. We don't always succeed, but sometimes we over-succeed. We just have a bunch of shit.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I got to finish this pie. So we're just going to say thank you very much for listening. Once again, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by HopChart.com and the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store at thefourfirkins.com. He just got the abrasive ale in.
That's gone.
It's gone already?
It's gone. It didn't even make it a day.
You know, surly people are nuts.
I have to work at like
3. Surly people are nuts.
I went to work at like 3 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was in hopes to head over there. Got a Facebook message saying it was gone. God damn it. Open a second store.
It's got nothing to do with them. He probably only got like 3 cases.
I know.
Because Surly makes 4 bottles of anything they make.
I know. Anyway.
Anyway. We're still trying to get Omar on, so we don't want to badmouth him too much.
Dead horse beaten.
Yes. So check them out.
As always, you can leave comments in the show notes on the website or in our forums, which I already mentioned. You can always email us, you know, comments, questions, restaurant suggestions, all that good stuff at wellfed@fancybiscuitsgangsters.com. I guess until next time, thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week as the motorcycle drives right by. Don't they know we're trying to do a show here?
They didn't get the memo.